You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, set a watch. Let's take a look at Psalms 141 and 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. This is David asking God to keep him from saying something that his enemies could use against him. So he's being proactive to make sure he doesn't say the wrong thing, to make sure he doesn't fall into temptation by saying things that his enemies could use. How many times have you been in a situation where you've been amongst your enemies? You may be tempted to say something, and you may have, you may have gone there and said it. But if you've experienced saying a thing based on you reacting or responding to whatever the other one had said to you, what you have spoken has now been used against you. When the story is told, it's not told from the beginning how you got to the place or why you're saying what you're saying. The only thing that's being addressed is what you said. And that's what the enemy wants. So here David is asking God to set a watch over his mouth and to keep his tongue from saying something. Sometimes you may find yourself in a situation where you are extremely tempted to say something. But just like David, may you take a step back and ask God to set a watch over your mouth before you say anything. Here in this particular scripture, it is in regards to David's enemies not being able to use something against him. But across the board, we should all think before we speak. Consider what it is you may be tempted to say and how it would impact those around you. And here's my moment of transparency. I know all too well what it's like to be in a position where being provoked to say some things. And I have fallen short in that area. And I had to learn. Came with a lot of asking God to help me. Lord, keep me from saying something, Lord, that I will later regret. Lord, keep me in a place. And I had to learn this. I had to grow to the point of knowing who I was in the presence of and understand the end goal for them was to get me to say something. So I understand all too well what that's like. And I know to ask God, I had to learn to just say, Lord, save me from myself. Keep me from going in the direction of saying something that I should not. Saying something that is not going to be anything beneficial. Though it could be true. Though it could be facts all across the board. In that moment, it wouldn't be wise. And this is a place I've had to learn and grow to. Learn through trial and error. Learn through seeing the effects of what happens when you don't ask God to help you in that area. Learn from my own personal experience of what it is when you say whatever it is you're thinking in that moment. So I encourage you, if it is a situation where you are amongst those who are enemies, which is really the spirit of the enemy using them in that moment, ask God to set a watch over your mouth and to keep you from saying something that your enemies would use against you. If you find yourself in a position to be tempted to say something that you know is not going to be fruitful, you know what it is true. However, in that moment, because of whatever emotion is fueling what's about to be said, think first, would it be wise? And just like David did, Lord, set a watch before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Think before you speak and know who you're in the presence of before you choose to speak in the moment and ask God to set a watch before your mouth. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you, Father, for how you have kept me In times, Father, when I've cried out to you, Lord, asking you to keep me from saying something, Lord, that I would later regret. Lord, I ask you to watch over the ones, Father, that are struggling in this time, that are tempted to say things in a moment's time based on emotion, based on being provoked, based on being tempted, that, Father, they will resist the temptation of speaking things that are not fruitful, things, Lord, that will later possibly be used against them. I ask you, God, to give them the strength to resist that temptation, to give them the discipline that is necessary, Lord, to be able to not fall to that temptation, the discipline of things being spoken around them, Lord, yet they're not in a place of responding or reacting, but instead trusting you and praying as you give them the strength while keeping a watch before their mouth and keeping a door before their lips. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.